Radio Bam, yeah, that's right. You're listening again. You know what channel it's on because you already listened. 28 Faction, huh? Sitting here live with the wonderful, filthy Brandon Novak.
Hot guy.
Hot guy.
We also got Jimmy Pop.
Hot guy live.
Oh, smoking.
If you didn't know.
Look at who's sitting over in there in the corner. What's his name? Andy Garcia? I forget his name.
Bonaducci.
Anthony. Cavatelli. Yeah, cheese filled. Bam Margera. And I'm Deco. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Deco!
Today is the DiCamello issue because it's his birthday, and we have all of our favorite stuff, and I invited Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang.
Today's his birthday?
No, it's not really his birthday, but... it sounded good, didn't
it? Put my pants back on.
So we have Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang to help me out because he's a DiCamello fan just like I.
I'm such a sick Deco fan. CKY Volume 2?
Yeah.
Love that.
That's great.
You can pick it up at rickyard.com.
But DiCamello isn't a fan of Brandon Novak because he just demanded that we switch seats so he doesn't have to sit next to him.
Dude, Brandon Novak, I love him. I mean, he is a sweetheart and he lassos all the ladies, but he has more jizz stains all over him. He's covered. If you put a black light on this guy, you'd have two spots of non-cum coated spots.
It's like Braille.
It is like Braille.
If you didn't know the Dream Seller, he pretty much gets a chick every night. And when we were in the hotel room in Texas, DiCamello wouldn't eat a sandwich in our hotel room because he thought that there was like jizz all over the walls and stuff because he's filthy. Now.
He is, because when we were coming back from him in the limo, he's like, "Yo, can I hook up with this chick?" I'm like, "Dude, that's my mom." He's like, "It doesn't matter,
age
man.
Plays no number."
He don't.
So I go to the hotel room. Yo, Deco, why don't you come over and eat dinner with us? And you walk in to do what?
Yeah, why would you even invite me over? You should be getting ass. I'm getting ass all day. Whatever. I came over and I had to clear off all those filthy little porn magazines off of the desk with my foot. My shoe probably has cum stains on it because it's fucking Novak.
At least you hear Deco. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Novak, don't reach any closer to me. Jesus, I need a shower.
And Jimmy, why do you demand 10... 24-ounce Wawa coffees every morning. Don't you make Anthony get them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who doesn't bring them, ever? I'm like, Bam, why don't you bring me, like, a hazelnut or something? I'm going to go bring you your coffee.
Because you already have them there anyway.
I know.
Hundreds of them.
And he has so many that they just get cold, but he refuses to throw them.
Yeah, and Jimmy's banned from the Rofo Wawa because he always shows up in his jammies.
Yeah.
and you have to tell him about all the cartons that you give back to me.
Yeah, so then he can build a house out of those four carrier cartons, you know, those things that you can put four Joes in.
Who drinks 24 8-ounce coffees a day?
The guy with the bacon boots.
El Popo.
My B-fits bring all the boys to school. Don't forget, Count Chocula's here.
Oh, good evening. I'm getting soggy.
Hot guy live.
Hot guy enters.
No, Frankenberry is a fang.
Yo, Ben, did you tell him about the new cologne you picked up in L.A. this week?
Dude, I just found out that Antonio Banderas just signed a deal for cologne. Like, dude, if I reek, doesn't it sound good to just be like, God damn, man, I smell like Antonio Banderas. I mean, this homeboy has a fragrance coming out.
Like Pamela Anderson has a fragrance out like my morning smell. And then it's like attractive when it gets.
Right.
Someone's like, yo, have you got the new clone? Which one?
Antonio Banderas.
I stay like a fat, sweaty man. Like,
you're only supposed to use that on your Taco Bells.
It's $6.99.
Even if really? even if Antonio does have it coming out, change the fucking name, man.
Right.
Apparently it's called the Antonio Banderas cologne. I'm buying it just because it's so random.
So Bam walks up and says, yo, smell my armpits. I'm like, smell like fucking Antonio Banderas.
And then we find out that he has a fragrance coming out.
Novak, you should put that on and see if you get more girls or less girls with it.
Well, I mean, the stories that I tell him were just such lies. It covers it. I mean, I don't have fucking dick to offer or anything to back it up with except I live with him. So I could walk in, take a mean shit, and rub it all over my body and hook up with the hottest girl on the block.
I'm listening.
I got hot guys.
Keep talking.
You know, it's so absurd the shit that comes out of my mouth, and I can't. But I don't even think or to believe it for a minute. But these girls buy it up, man. And even if they don't, they buy it up because I'm with him. So it's like a win-win situation. You go, ooh yeah.
How many pussies have you licked in the month of November?
Oh, man, I lost count after day three.
How about this month? It's been short.
Oh, man,
it's so funny because we're at the airport. We just flew in from L.A. We took the red eye, got it at 6 in the morning. But Novak's just like, God damn, how come the hot bro... Like, hey, recognize my friend here.
Like a hot girl walk by and I'll make like a loud noise and I'm like, look to the left, ladies. Look to the left. Look to my left, you know, so they come over.
Well, every time you say he, nobody knows who.
Well, I can't say your name because that's name dropping. Only idiots do that.
But to my left, there's a hot
girl. Well, you
girl.
Have to name drop on the radio because nobody knows who in the F you're talking about.
I'm talking about Bam Margera, multi-millionaire, ladies. Hello. Call me if you want to talk. And then we got Jimmy Pop here, who hangs in PJs and drinks 80 coffees, but him, these two...
And doesn't get no tail. I didn't have a Novak Ember.
Well, it doesn't matter. Me and Anthony over here, we live the life of rock stars, but just aren't.
Yeah, we hang out with the millionaires.
We make sure the millionaires have coffees, their calendars to write in, clean clothes on trips, and then we get lucky off of that.
Hey. And Jimbo's bank account is really nice. And why is he French and Don Vito?
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Like, you could be French and any girl.
I was like... Do you know who that is over there? Ladies to the left. What are you talking about? Like, come here. Just, I don't know if this bear's going to go like this. Hope he sees this. Come and invite me to a concert.
What was it like hooking up with John? Like,
was his tongue in your mouth too or just your
It was okay until you said hooked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's
oh, man.
That like means
it
something.
I
diddled his beans and had another man hold him down while I took care of business.
You couldn't even do it on your own. You had to have evil Jared hold him.
I know. And then, but he wasn't really that into it. You know, and then
well, I know.
You made him into it.
Of course he's not into it. It's another man.
Well, what do you mean? But it's Vito. Dude. He's like R2-D2.
Vito.
C-3 Vito. He doesn't know.
Remember when C-3. We were in Hollywood? All these transvestites flashed him, and he's just like, whoa, you got some nice breasts. And then Rab's just like, those were like transvestites, Vito. He's like, well, whatever they had, they had nice breasts. Who was that?
More than one.
That's Rehab himself. In here, rap. Oh yeah, come naked.
Yo, after this, we're going to take some calls, but for now, we got to hear Brand's freestyle because this is the first thing Chad Ginsburg from CKY had up some dope rap beat. So I drove Brandon all the way up to Levittown, and he did this song, and it turned out so good. This was one take right here, and it's called Brand's Chinese Freestyle on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I remember when I was little, I used to eat those Skittles, but they weren't out yet. And a matter of fact, neither was I was a little kid running down my mom's leg. I was nothing but sperm and an egg. Everybody had to come to my house and beg for me to do the homework. And then I would go to the laundry room and start to jerk. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I remember these days. Maybe next winter, I'll see you when I'll be a little slimmer. I'm doing so much coke, ooh, woo woo, this ain't no joke. And I'ma die this rope around my ball sack. And I'll be back in a rerun, till I have a little bit of fun. And I'm number one, and if you wanna be there, I'll poke you by. I'll leave you in the high, woo woo, gone goodbye. Oh yeah, now I'm high, high than a kite. Analyze everything tonight. If I see one girl, that's 1%. And if you can't count me, that's 2%. And that's 4%. I can come through 15 north, woo woo, dance on a dead floor every Thursday night. Open five pussy that looks so rise and tide, and everything will be alright. And I can bring you up tonight, everything will be good. Like Robin Hood, do it in the hood, that's where I'm from. 143 East Minor Street, and you can beat my beat all night long. It tastes sweet like a red bean. Put it down, and I got athlete's feet. Oh yeah, it itches, goddamn sons of bitches. Rock rooms with all these witches, motherfuckers, started bed round. Everybody loves this title, this teaches. Woo woo, woody woody woo. Oh woo woo, woo dies. I like one third, and I don't know less. Keep my mind back, and I love school, and I ain't no fool. And if you know Snyder, you know he's true. Everybody wanna see like this hoe in the piss. Everybody wanna see me fly around with the rings of Saturn. And my asshole guy got a real so it will burn. Every night, fill me with sperm. I do an eight ball. Everybody wanna see my honey ho. Whoa, whoa, Macintosh, and you can email. But please do not stop or download rap. And lots to rhyme, and you can fuck my dad, but don't fuck my mama. Whoa, woody woo, woody woody wow, whoa. You I go with the bitty bitty babo.
Yeah, now back to Radio Bam thing.
On. How the fuck you say it?
I said, serious.
Yeah. I'm serious, 28. Faction.
You know what? We just changed that brand's Chinese freestyle. It's Rake's Chinese freestyle. No, there's no Chinese about it. But Rake Yan just entered the room, so that works out well, along with Chris Rabb, who, I need to ask you something, Rabb, because we were talking about it last week, but you weren't here. Oh, remember when I caught you jerking off in my basement with baseball glove oil?
No.
Yeah, that baseball. Rabb.
What were you doing? There's nothing attractive about my basement. Dude, my old basement where Don Vito lives, it's nothing but, it's nothing but disgusting...
Cobwebs
and dust.
What do you get attracted to the place you're jerking off in?
Well, when I want to jerk off, like I like to go to like my bedroom or the bathroom, not a shitty old smelly basement.
Yeah, but if you're ever somebody's house and you don't want to get caught, you try and go down in the basement and not get caught, but that didn't work.
You gotta whack off so bad you just hide in the corner and hope no one will find you.
It was dark down there, I figured nobody was gonna see me.
But why there, man? Like, baseball glove oil? Don't you think there's, like, toxins in that?
I wasn't thinking, I was like 15 years old, hormones are raging.
What baseball glove is that, like, lube? Good lube or what?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, man. I walk down the basement, I see this sick ass in the distance. I'm like, Rab, what are you doing? He turns around and his dick's all covered in shellac.
What was his response to that?
How old were you?
I don't know, probably 15.
Who were you picturing?
No, you were like 17.
Who were you picturing?
17?
Yeah, I think so.
It gets worse when you're older.
Yeah. Who were you picturing?
It was like last week.
He didn't even have like material. He didn't even have like a Playboy or like a porn. Like, no. He was just using the memory, like looking at these spider cobwebby walls.
Who were you thinking about when you were doing it, Rab?
I just real quick popped in at porno, watched it, ran down, remembered what I saw, and then.
Pete Rosepalm.
Jimmy, have you ever got caught?
No. But I've done some pretty stupid things, like party gags.
Yeah.
The most disgusting thing I ever did was this guy fell asleep at a party, and he liked this girl that was there. And someone bet me that I wouldn't put on a rubber glove and jerk him off with toothpaste in front of a room full of people. So I did it, and the guy never talked to me again.
Yeah, you guys install the fences, right? The electrical ones that will shock the dogs?
Yeah.
Now, my wife owns a babysitting, and she has the kids in the backyard. And we wanted to get a fence installed and have some collars put on the kids so they don't go in the street. I want to know who can do this and who can do it now and effective immediately, March 31st. Hello?
Yeah, we cannot do that.
Well, you can put the fence in. You don't have to. I mean, this is between you and me, and then me and you, hopscotch, and we'll go, you know, 50-50 on the deal, right?
No.
Wait. But I just want to say, you know, you guys won't know about the kids. You know, we tested it out on the one kid's got the retarded thing. We strap one on him. He runs around, he has tongue in his mouth, and like a dog, kind of, sort of. And he, you know, he goes through the fence. Pazow! He's blasted with a shock, and he runs back in screaming, and we just let him loose again. There's tolerance build up.
Right. Well, we can't do that. Legally, we can't really.
You're stuttering. Are you, you know?
Yeah, I know, because I can't believe.
Don't be nervous.
That's children.
Yeah, but it's not done.
Cannot do that.
If it's good for a dog, it's good for the kids, right? Dog's best friend, man. Dogs are a boy's best friend.
That's correct. But
no, it's a man's best friend. That's not correct. The whole procedure. And what I want to do is have it running all zigzags under the ground so it confuses them, so, you know, they're going to be shocking. It'll keep them in line.
Right. We'll see. The only thing is, if you were to do that for children, you can be taken to court.
But you're forgetting the main objective. No one's going to know.
Well, they will know because there will be, eventually, if the children get shocked long enough, there'll probably be marks.
You mean I shock these motherfuckers and there's going to be burns on their neck? They don't burn the dogs. You don't make sense. You're tying two granny knots with a loop and it ain't happening.
All right, sir, I can't. We can do it.
Ma'am, please. I am a ma'am. I sound very masculine.
Okay, man. Okay.
Ma'am, ma'am. I am a I am female.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, listen.
Do you find it funny to call me ma'am?
Yes, I do. Personally, I do, because you said you have a wife.
But I am a dyke.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
But there's no need to apologize. We live in some crazy times. There's a fag right down the street from us, but we have no problem.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Roast beef.
Okay, how many callers do you need?
Well, we only have one phone line, so, you know, one caller at a time and call waiting. So maximum two callers can call. A total of two. But that's fine, right?
No. But I'm talking about a dog collar. If you want a dog fence.
What?
If you want a dog fence, right? Okay, for the fence, you need dog collars.
Yes. And
how many collars do you want?
30, whatever, you know. Maybe the kid will eat one.
Okay, if you want 30.
Yes, 30? Shut up, dogs. Alright, we want 30 collars. How much is this going to cost?
Hey, each collar is like $200. So if you're going to get 30 of them,
yeah,
that's $6,000.
Yeah, the money's not a problem. My Uncle Fred, he went down to the fag's house, took all sorts of their gay money. They live on their own currency, you know, gay dollars. On their bills, they have presidents like Greg Louganis is on the $5 bill, stuff like that. So we use do you accept gay money?
No, we don't.
Are you on the verge of piss-pantsing yourself?
On what?
On what? On the fence? On something? You hear the dogs? They're here. Lots of them. Come on, bark! Bark, you! You hear them?
Yes, I do.
Right now, I'm petting the dog.
Okay.
And if you don't put the fence in, I'm going to stab him.
Listen,
don't stab me.
Well, I'm laughing.
Shut up.
Find you very
Shut up.
Amusing.
You're going to have to put the fence in now. And that's it. And that's all there is to it. I've wasted enough time with this and that and this and that. And you're going to come here, dig and dig and put the fence in, because these kids are risking their lives every single day of the week. They're running in the streets, UPS, up and down.
I hope you have a really good day, because you have definitely made me have a good day.
I made you have a good day?
Yes, you did. Yes, you sound fair. People are there listening to this conversation on the speakerphone.
Dogs or people?
Well, dogs and people, I want to know.
30 dogs in a suitcase.
Well, how many?
If you could just hear what I... Well, how do you want me to answer that? I just told you 30 dogs.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to go, so you have a good day, okay?
Yeah, I found out yesterday that I don't have a left arm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad, but I do have to go. So you have a really good day, okay?
Def Leppard.
Bye.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
Radio Bam. What's up? I'm Ray. Here's another song that'll drive your parents absolutely fucking nuts. Turn it up.
Brian Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up. This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Wow!
Oh man, there were some technical difficulties there due to Heroin Novak story tripping over cords and shit.
I thought I dropped a bag on the floor, sorry guys.
We just went to the Amish Radio Network, so you guys should.
With Rake and Novak together, cords just get unplugged and problems happen.
Never know.
Another problem. Isn't it so funny, Novak, how all the girls that you bring over to your bedroom, they always, like, like they leave something in his room. Like, it's always something. Like, I left my sweater over there. I need to come back. They always have to have a reason to come back.
After the radio show last week, you know, my studly talks that women just love. One insists on meeting me at the bar, so I meet her. She has goddamn skin-tight pants on. There's not a pocket anywhere on her body. She comes in with no pocketbook, no accessories, nothing. Long story short, I bring her back, bang her out my bedroom. Oh yeah, and then I don't call girls on my cell phone because I don't want them to have my number. So I use someone else's here. Yeah. I get back tonight, and the dude's like, "Yeah, that chick's been calling me all week, man. Said she left her ID in your room, and you have to call her as soon as you get home."
What'd she do? Tape it in her hair? Like, where's she gonna put her ID?
She didn't bring anything here.
She just wanted to come back here. Oh yeah,
get some more slow back. Oh god,
slow back, no back.
Like, if I had a daughter and I...
Go back to Slow Mac.
If a dude like me ever showed up at my house to see my daughter, I would fucking murder him, man.
Yeah, after you fucked his mom and sister, you lazy Slovakian scumbag.
Novak, do you do it slow or fast? How do you do it?
Usually because I kind of just do it once and that's it, because I always lose her numbers or I'm on to bigger and better. So
didn't you tell the last chick, you were just like, oh yeah, you like that? And she was like, what?
Oh yeah.
Are you doing anything?
I bring a chick back and I like sex talk sometimes, you know, like, ooh yeah, and
ew. I know. We don't need an example.
So I'm oral pleasuring her. I'm like, you like that? And she's like, what'd you say? I'm like, well, I didn't ask you what the weather's going to be tomorrow, babe. Like, I probably said something sexual, so even if you don't want to talk back, just make a moan or something. It's the same broad who lied about leaving her ID in my room. But it's so funny. If you go to my room right now, I swear to God, there's a random earring in my bed. There's a pair of high heels in the closet.
And they do it on purpose.
I don't know whose stuff this is.
That's amazing. I'm into it.
It's the old George Costanza maneuver. I do it all the time.
You must meet a higher caliber of girls than I do, because like I'll bring them back and I'll wake up, they'll be pissed on the toilet seat. Things like that.
Hey Jimbo, remember when I borrowed your car and then I
humped in it?
I humped Jen in it.
Yeah, you thought I'd be mad, I think, because you're like, I humped in your car, and I was like you're giving me Christmas cards that say, I humped in your car. I was like, yeah. But that was like around the time you lent me your Audi. Like, what am I gonna do? Complain?
Yeah, right.
You know?
I
sniffed the seat.
Did you clean
smell
the
some
seat?
Gen?
You were frumping. You were thumping the seat.
scratch and sniff.
Did you ever hear about these frumpers that come from Denmark?
They're gnarly.
Yeah, there's these frumpers. They like wait for girls to bike up to 7-Eleven and shit, and then as soon as they lock their bike up and go get a coffee or whatever, they go and frump the seat.
I'm into that.
Tell them how we heard. Yo, Bam, tell them how we found out about the frumper. Remember, we met Cradle of Filth, and I opened my big mouth, and they thought I was a weird guy.
Who's a frumper?
Well, Deco, when I'm looking sexy. Maybe.
Ooh.
Wait, from Cradle of Filth?
Yeah, man, okay, we go to Cradle of Filth on Thanksgiving, nothing to do. Now, they don't know, they know me from him, but they really don't know my humor. So I'm like, man, we're so happy to see you play. I was just like going to go back to him and jerk him off all night. And they look at me like all the jokes just stop, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah, you never know where you're going to go with it.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, I'm like, god damn. And then he just makes it even worse. Like, oh, shut up. You know that we hooked up earlier, and like these guys only met me once, so they think that he's dead serious, and I'm the one trying to be like, no, he's a liar, he's lying.
Bam and I went to Duran Duran, and I don't believe I said it on the radio, but we went out to the bar, and we were getting drinks, and these girls are like, hey, you guys have backstage passes. I'm like, yeah, we're going to blow the whole band later. And they're all like just stopping their tracks. Like, I'm like, you know what? Most people probably don't.
Yeah, I do it all the time, Jimbo. Right.
Especially Duran Duran fans. They're like 40 years old. They're like, what do you mean you're going to blow them? Like, they don't understand, like, gay humor. You know what I mean? Like, they thought for sure, like, shit was going down backstage.
I'm going to do this every week. I mean, all these guys in room with no pants on doing a radio show. I'm so into this.
Oh, let me tell you, it's great.
Right now, Friendly's is offering happy ending desserts. Novak, what is a happy ending dessert in your world?
Oh, man, you really want to know?
Yes, I would.
Happy ending dessert would be, ooh, yeah. That's where we start with the ooh, yeahs, because they lead to nothing but good times. So, happy ending dessert would be, depending on my luck that night, either Rab or a hot mom.
What?
Licking my ass.
Don't forget, you're listening to Radio Bam on Faction 28, 877 Board Bag Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Oh yeah, if you guys want to call 877 Porn Bag, Raekyon would be more than happy to answer your calls.
I already had the answer. Brandon, I got such a bone to pick with you. I got this telephone call today at lunchtime from some girl in Texas whose dad just punched her in the face.
Why?
And my number was the first number that she called.
For help?
To find out. She's like, I really got to ask you advice. I'm like, I'm on my lunch break. Like, I just want to eat some food.
Here, let me explain to Jimmy. It's so funny because Brandon, every time we're on the radio, he's always like, yeah, you know, if you want to give me a call, he always plays like he's Raekyon. He's like, yeah, I'm Raekyon. If you want to give me a call, just call 610-46.
Don't.
I'm doing it. Sit on my face and do it. Jeez, sorry, ma'am.
So this girl, she called 9-Yon-Yon?
Yeah, so I'm like, where do you get my number? Oh, my friend heard it, and I really need your advice right now. I was like, me? Of all the people in the world you could call for advice on what to do with your friend?
Yeah, right, anything, advice, you know? What is your advice, right?
Oh, my advice was, get your father to pound his cock against my cheeks, my beloved Saint cheeks. I would love nothing but... I'm sorry again.
I would call Satan for guidance before I called Ray.
Dude, it was unbelievable. So I'm like, God, what do I tell this guy?
Now that the subject's on Rake, how about when we were in L.A. at the Hilton, and he's like, got a hot date tonight. I'm just like, who? He's like, yeah, she's bringing baggage, though. I'm like, what is she bringing, like a kid or something? No, she's bringing her boyfriend. Why would you even bother?
We had plans to go.
Baggage.
We were going to go to all the VIP nightclubs. We had tables set up, and we called it off because we knew we had a two-night.
Shit, that don't concern me.
Oh, yeah, it does. Because the funny thing was, after he laid lines to her all night with her boyfriend sitting right next to him, he was convinced the only reason why he didn't get lucky is because we made jokes about it all night.
Rev, did you go with us?
Yeah, dude, I was there with Soccer Brian.
Soccer Brian was ready to kick my ass
because
you idiot.
No shit, because you didn't even make eye contact with the guy. You were rapping to his girl saying, I used to dream about you in high school. And I'm like sitting there looking at this guy. Soccer Brian is ready to kick his ass. And I have to, like, do you think I give a shit about Soccer Brian? I felt so bad for the guy. That I was like, so, where are you from? And he was like, just trying to make small talk because he's watching Rake rap.
There ain't no
chick.
Small talk.
Dude, Rake came with a forecast. He told her, well, the winds are coming in from the west, and the sun's going to come up around 11.
That's not going to get her pants off, Rick,
I
assure you.
Note to the ladies, you're going to hang out with me, no baggage.
What baggage? It's not baggage, it's a boyfriend.
It's a relationship, bitch.
That don't concern me.
It does.
It concerns her.
I ain't going to be there tomorrow.
Baggage is if she has like a problem to whine about. Not a boyfriend.
You tell that fool to wait in the car. I'll be done 15 minutes of your money back.
Rick, did you really think that he was just going to chill in the lobby bar while you railed his chick upstairs?
Rick, this is the honest to God truth. Because of your fucking idiots that night, she fucked him extra hard.
Hey, that's fine. I get a friend.
Remember, he was just like, she's bringing her boyfriend. And we were getting ready to go to Sunset Strip and rage it on. But we're just like, dude, Sunset Strip could never be as good as this. We are following Rake around just to see how uncomfortable of a situation this is going to be for Soccer Brian.
And the thing is, he's still oblivious to it because he said, yeah, Soccer Brian almost beat my ass because of you guys.
Yeah,
not because
jerk.
Of us, but because you're hitting on his girlfriend.
He never believed that he was the problem.
What I think are invited there to play freaking Parcheesi? Get the hell out of here.
But she was trying to tell you that the reason why she was bringing her boyfriend is because she likes him and she just wanted to visit you.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it isn't. It's not okay.
Dude, you told her that you used to dream about her right in front of her boyfriend.
They come and they go.
Soccer Brian was like basically a foot away from you.
but the funny
thing... Everyone's got a boyfriend or a fiance or whatever. That don't concern me.
Well, it does get... Maybe if she would have came up without her boyfriend, you might have been able to rig something. But she brought him along. She was holding his hand the whole time you guys were chit-chatting.
She was letting you know she wasn't interested.
Or available.
Of course, tell them all. I'll get us gentlemen, sir, me.
All right, Ray. We used to live with this scumbag Buddy Bill guy whose blood was AIDS, and then he got super AIDS, so it just ate away, so he got all better. But Ray and him had long hair and a goatee and the same headboard on
their
bed.
Oh,
no. And the girl went in, banged Buddy Bill all night, and then in the wee hours of the night, she stumbled in to Rake's room after she used her bathroom. After she used the bathroom, she went in the Rake's room and banged Rake, and then woke up in the morning and was like,
oh, God, no.
You aren't Bill.
No. Let me defend myself. It's what happened. It's super abbreviated version. I'm laying in bed. Someone comes in. I thought it was someone who was, like, downstairs. Some scumbag friend of mine was bugging him on the couch. They crawled into bed with me. I was like, okay, cool. Feel around. I was like, I wonder who this person is.
That must have been awesome.
It didn't feel familiar. So, like, I was like, I don't recognize a hair. And then I was like, well, she's not wearing a bra or nothing. I was like, oh, shit happens. You know, I'll deal with the rest. I was like, but she's not wearing any underwear. And then all of a sudden she rolls over. She's like, are we going to do this or what? This is at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah. How psyched were you?
She wasn't too psyched. It's about 90 seconds later.
90 seconds?
You're a fucking quick one, Rake.
I did what I had. I just woke up. I was dreaming, seconds. You know?
90 seconds is all it took?
90 seconds is like a pump and a half.
Really, really, really disappointed. That to the ladies. Don't crawl into bed with Rake at 5:30.
Dude, anyway. How could she get that confused? Like, you know what I mean? What, because you
well, anyway, so, what? Like, after it happened, I started thinking, who is this person?
And you're then, helping her. You're helping her, and you're asking, you're wondering to yourself.
Hey, man.
These just person asks questions later.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You know what I mean? When you're a man in my situation, you got to take what you can get.
No morals whatsoever. He's like, fuck yeah, it's 5 in the morning. I'm getting laid tonight. Who is this, by the way?
I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even know who it was. So anyway, I'm
did
like.
Did she have a nice ass ass?
It wasn't bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that Bill's cum all over, which is fucking
scary. I hardly kissed her. Anyway.
Yo, Rad, remember we had the...
No.
We go to the bar one night. This chick's birthday, right? She is partying up. So me and Rab decided it'd be a brilliant idea to take her home and have our way all night long.
Ew.
So I continuously hump her. Every time I'm done, my leftovers are all over a private area, and all Rab wants to do is eat her out.
Ooh, and the worst part was she got fired for it the next time.
That's like eating out a hooker. I had a friend that ate out a hooker.
I don't remember any of it.
But it happened like 5 times
that's
in a row.
Amazing.
It's because she blew Novak in the bar that she worked at. That's the reason why she got fired.
Did you get blowback in your mouth?
Novak's cum.
Say that.
Oh!
That's
what we're talking about.
Ew, you spray my ears to hear
that. That's what we're talking about.
That's weird.
Same exact bar we went to last Tuesday night. I meet this chick. I take her in the corner. She's blowing me in the bar in the corner. The owner, Mike, walks up. I'm like, oh, man, he's putting me out. I'm like, Mike, I'm sorry. Dude, I'll stop right now. He's like, Novak, I wouldn't have it any other way. Carry on.
All right.
Carry on.
Like, I'm getting blown in a bar, and the owner insists that I don't stop.
Matt, have you tested yourself? You probably have Hep A, B, and C by now.
Or you're addicted to heroin.
I can't believe Rab ate her ass, and she got fired for it.
Dude, Rab ate my cum like 100 times that night.
Ew.
Whoa. Hey, let's take some phone calls.
Oh, yeah. 877 Porn Bag, Bab.
Or Radio Bab. Yeah, Serious Faction 28.
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Yo.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
What'd you call for?
I called to talk to Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Whoa, you got all these studs here? And
what?
The Pope?
No. I love you all. Trust me, I love you all. But I am in love with Jimmy. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Well, I need some advice.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you advice right now. No fucking small talk on this conversation.
What's your name, Todd?
Novak
was going to... Because I got no game. He was going to take care of business for me.
No. You got your own game, apparently. Let's hear this.
She called
no,
me,
I need
us.
Jimmy.
Tell Jimmy how much you love him.
I love him so much.
What would you do? What would you do to have
this
in love with Jimmy?
Wait, describe yourself to us first.
Okay, well...
Oh, damn, radio's here. Batch of 28.
I'm 5'6". I have black hair, green eyes, like 130 pounds.
Did you ever wake up next to Rake Yon?
No, I didn't. Not yet. Hopefully I wake up next to Jimmy pretty soon, because I'm willing to drive out there. I live in New York, but I'm willing to go out there.
Why don't you go to our website and post a picture, and then we'll see what it looks like.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Actually, why don't you head over to bam@serious-radio.com.
Doesn't she have a hot voice, Jimbo?
She does have a hot voice.
Yeah, where do we get our girls have hot voices, but then sometimes...
No, I have the hot voice. I actually...
Yeah, where do we... it's bam@serious-radio.com. Send your picture, and then we'll...
Now, see, Jim.
This is Jimmy.
I was the one who was... Yeah, no, I was touching you.
When? We went to backstage at the TLA.
Really?
And oh, my God.
What did we do?
I was just touching you, pretty much, and your manager was yelling at you.
Don Vito.
Anthony, were you yelling at her?
No,
Anthony,
no, this was...
Anthony, you...
Was it a little, like, English guy?
Was it a 3-foot Dago gnome yelling at you?
What?
Dago gnome.
Because he had to go. It was the first showing. It was Friday night.
What's your name?
Trixie.
Trixie?
Oh, she's from a trailer park.
No, well, let's get... Don't listen to Novak. If you don't wear tight pants and not carry ID, he's not going to talk to you.
Trixie, I want to know what made you fall in love with Jimbo. Was it one of his sexy songs?
I've been in love with him since I am a little girl.
But tell me why, though.
I don't know. He's hot.
Thank you. Ooh. Must be my Bill Cosby nose.
Was it Firewood or Burn or something? Did you hear Firewood?
No, it was way before that. I've been a fan since, Dingleberry Hayes back in the day.
Wow, well, why don't... No, I'm serious. Go to bam@serious-radio.com. We'll play a song on Faction 28 Radio Bam.
Yeah.
And then we'll go check out the picture.
Yeah.
There's someone
okay,
she can
I want him to have
right,
my
Casey?
Phone number. I want to talk to Jimmy. What's going on? You going to hook this up?
Yeah, we'll get your phone number.
You just got to send it into the, whatever, it's computer
Jimmy,
shit.
Jimmy,
yeah, I mean, we are.
A German girl.
That's right. I just broke up with a German girl, and you can hear me playing Gay Trance on Area 63.
Area 63.
I love that station. I listen to that. Well, they sent me, because I came over here in Blue Bam, well, they sent me a Sirius Radio. I love Area 63. And all day, it's just like,
You like Untis so much that you made a song on that on your new album.
That's right. But this is
Untis.
But, send us a picture, and then we'll look at it, Trixie.
Yo, Jimmy Pop.
Trixie, wait a minute. Bam.
I'm here.
Trixie, didn't you go to that after party at that Medusa Club?
No, I was supposed to. They gave me a card.
That was some dude named Trixie, I must have. Yeah, send us a picture.
I got some pink card you gave me a pink card after the show, and you're like, come down, but I didn't wind up coming down.
This is what we're going to do.
I'll give you a pink card.
You're going to send a photo to the website that we just said, and then Jimbo's going to set up a date with you at Samosa Indian Restaurant.
Jaipur.
No, come on. We got to make this happen.
Do you have a computer?
I've been trying to do this for 8 years now.
Well, we gave you the chat number or whatever that computer sheet is, just send it in and we'll make it happen, baby.
Whatever that computer sheet is.
Yeah, did you get the email address?
No, what's the email address?
Do you wear a sports bra?
I do.
No.
Bam.
No. Bam.
Radio.com.
Bam@serious-radio.com.
Babe, do you know that Jimbo has bacon boobs from drinking 10, 20-ounce coffees? Oh, he's handsome. He's sexy.
My tits bring all the boys to school.
We don't have them in New York.
My big tits bring all the boys.
My bitch tits.
Oh, my bitch tits.
My bitch tits bring all the boys to school. Yeah, no, Trixie, send your picture right now.
I'm trying.
We're waiting. We have it
all right.
We're waiting for
Let's go to one of... Let's go to Skeletor Beast Man.
Oh, did we play that yet?
Did we hit...
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought you'd ask. Fool, they'll do it when they want.
Dude, it just sounds like... It sounds exactly
well, it's
like
all right. Right here. I'll eat his underwear if he doesn't eat mine first. Ah, fool, you'll eat mine first and foremost. I'll eat your ass on toast, won't you? I'll agree. Right down, you're for me.
Oh, no, stop it, please.
Your phone number, 610-496.
Shush.
Stop.
All right, here we go. This is Beastman Skeletor, another one of Brand's freestyles. And this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
Who's that? Now get out of here. You fool, get the fuck out. You ready? You goddamn better believe it. Then take your drawers off and work your legs. Open your ass up like a keg. Let me tap it. I must have it. Very fool, you are mine. I'll drink your ass like wine. And when semen pours all over your head, you know you must be dead. Skeletor, I know you groove, but shake it so damn good. And when you come on through my hood, I'll give you a piece of heart. You furry fool, I know, and I will not disagree. But there's one thing we don't like, and it starts with he. Man, oh no, I don't know which way you want to turn. Don't worry, Skeletor, your pants on fire. My cock will burn. My cock's on fire. For more dick. You know, Skeletor, yes, my head is so damn thick like yours. No brain inside, just a lot of fucking fur. And if I rip it off, you'd find a boy and call him her, right? No, Skeletor, that's not what I'd do. I'd bend you over and shoot chocolate goo in your asshole. Let me lie. Let me tell the truth. Now, who are you? I don't know. Let's break it through. Now,
take your ass, come on, beast man. Take your furry fur off.
Why can't it be the fur?
Bitch, well then, whack me off. Grab your hairy bottoms.
Hairy, hairy indeed. They're hairy as fuck.
Take some leaves.
Well, whatever you need. Now we're drunk. We'll be in jail. But I'll rape you, master.
He never fails. He's always got my ass on his mind. And it's short back. And when he waxes me, he waxes all night long. And that, in that. Now, Beastman, what do you know about taking off your clothes? You're just a slut from down below in Castle Grayskull. Come on.
Master, I saved my leg for you tonight. And if you see my cock, I hope you go and fight. Skeletor, you made me do some coke. I'm up all night and it's no joke.
Furry fool, great dance. Take off your furry pants. Take off your high heels and put them in your ass. Now somebody is tiptoeing and someone just came in. And someone's pretty fat.
Beastman's pretty thin. I've got AIDS. Beastman AIDS, and I'll spread it into every good boy and girl today. Watch me give you cum stains in your fucking jar.
Beastman, watch your mouth. We don't need that language anymore.
Lost out, huh? Don't you want to see me working now?
Beastman, somehow you're gonna get my ass and plow. Now stick your cock inside, like Greg John fucking said.
That faggot fucking douchebag only knows how to get head. Two men in bed, his face is getting red. Listen to everything I fucking tell you.
Beastman, do you know how to end a song?
Does this rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
Are these kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it? On Faction 28.
What's up? This is Bam Margera, and I have Brandon DiCamello here, and it is his birthday, so this is the special issue, and we're playing all of his good prank calls and freestyles. We have Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang, we have Heroin Novak, Raekion, Anthony, and Rab himself.
Skeletor, remember when we made out how hot I got afterwards?
Now, fool, I'll never forget the passion that flowed through your vicious veining.
Beastman, don't tell me that over here. I despair. Rip off Rafe's underwear and comb his sexy hair.
Oh, why would you do that? My balls are big and fat, and I want to fuck you with my bat. That's my cock, indeed. Yes, I need all the sperm you have.
Oh, Skeletor, I want to fuck your ass. Oh, I'm sorry, we're back on the air. We're on the air.
He just talks to himself like that all night.
Hey, Novak, do you like the painting that Seth did? We have a nice painting.
Oh, sick. Yo, did he do the ceiling too, man?
That ceiling has been painted like that for 2 months, idiot.
Man, when you're on heroin, there's no reason to look up. What can I find in the air? You know, I mean, I'm looking for things on the ground.
Is that a fact for heroin addicts that they always look down because they're going to find some money or maybe some sketchy needle laying on the grounds of Baltimore City?
I shot dope for 7 years, and I looked up maybe twice, and that was to see if it was going to rain, so I had to get to the store quicker to steal.
Jeez!
I like this guy.
You got your mic?
Yeah, he and our drummer are the same, because our drummer would, like, get into the needle exchange program.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Billy from the Bloodhound Gang, he's the drummer from, well, obviously, the Bloodhound Gang, but he had a heroin problem as well. Aren't you guys good buddies, Novak?
Yeah, he's a fucking great guy, man. I wish him all luck. I know he's doing excellent. And he'll do good work.
There's really. No talk for seriousness.
Yeah, when Novak. I saw the special features on Haggard, I'm like, Novak is Bam's Billy.
Yeah, he took me to take care of me and like send me off to rehab.
Picking you up like a cat.
Yeah, but does he slosh the cum around like fucking dirty?
Dude, I just found out that when Novak's mom figured out that he was on heroin, she was outside doing yard work, planting flowers, and he gets tossed out of a moving vehicle by some drug dealers.
God. That's what every mom dreams of.
Some sketchy black dude just chuck him out of a moving vehicle onto the lawn.
She's outside on a Sunday afternoon doing yard work with, like, Billie Jean playing, you know, like, just feeling the moment. And all of a sudden, this fucking Cadillac with tinted windows comes peeling up. The door slams open, and I just get kicked out of the car going, like, 30 miles an hour.
If you're not on some PBS made-for-TV movie, you shouldn't be thrown out of a Cadillac.
Novak, how much money did you owe these guys? Like, what happened?
Well, what happened was, before I got myself together, I was an entrepreneur in a
illegal businesses,
drugs, street pharmacies.
I was making a little extra cash that day, about 15 grand worth. And I got out of one car with the guy's money, got another car with 15 grand, got a trash bag full of the real product. But before I got back into the guy's car who I had the 15 grand, I took the real product out and exchanged it with towels. So they kept wanting to go through the bag, and I'm like, yo, it's too hot, there's police everywhere, just drop me off. Right before, like, we get 3 blocks from my house, they insist on opening it. They find the towels. They just beat my ass. They're trying to find the money, but I was, like, 10 steps out of the game. I already hid the money outside because I knew if they caught me, I was not going to give the money up. I'd die before that because I need a fix. Oh, yeah. So, long story short, they beat my ass, throw me out of the car. They see my money. After they throw me out, they say, your son has 15 grand of ours. You have 2 hours to come up with it. We'll be back.
Wow.
Yeah, on a Sunday
morning. How old were you?
I was 17.
Did you come up with it?
Oh, man. Let's not talk about that. They're still looking for me.
Novak, your stories brought the room down. Everybody's like, oh, man.
I know.
Like, everybody was like, yeah, the rake woke up next to a girl that didn't want to bang him. And then all of a sudden he's
like, my grandmom died the other day.
Will I be able to read that kind of stuff in your book?
Yeah, that's that'd be around the 8th chapter. I'm in chapter 5 right now. Awesome. Quick plug, no more fucking heroin. Buy tons of copies in about a year.
Not to mention his
buy dad, at least $15,000 worth.
His dad is a crack addict, and he got inherited this $900,000 beautiful home in Baltimore City. Like,
no, Baltimore County in the middle of beautiful area.
Yeah, and so his grandparents died or something, so he inherited this house for free. And he went in there and you just finished the story.
I start getting all these phone calls. What's up with your dad? I don't know why. The police are there like every night. What the fuck are the police doing there? He smokes crack and calls the police on himself saying people are after him. So about after the 5th phone call to the police, they're fed the fuck up. But they can't arrest him because he's not doing anything illegal. He already smokes his stuff before they get there.
And they have to show up.
Yeah, they have to come. They got to stop eating donuts and fucking get on a quick call in the middle of the night. So finally, they take him to a fucking menstrual institution.
Now, what happens there?
Pre-menstruals?
Oh, whoa, Rab. Rab been right after that threesome we had.
Hey, yo.
But anyways, they take him to this mental institution, like, where he belongs. So he gets out, and he has one more night of fun. He drops the crack pipe and burns the whole house up. I ride by. I see, like, these... It's like the ghetto house
like,
down
like
there.
Richard
the ghetto.
The house is boarded up. Like, the windows are boarded up for no reason.
Like plywood. So I go, like, to look through the plywood. I stick my hand through. It's just the shell of the house. Like, it's all burned.
It's all burned up from the inside.
Yeah. Nice mom just grabs your hand.
And now he owes, like, tons of money, so they put him out.
Yeah, he could have sold that house for $900,000, but now he owes money on it.
Ugh.
That's horrible.
So then
I'm back, you're 28.
So I make Bam take me back to Baltimore the other day, like, what was it, 3 weeks ago? I pull up on, like, where I used to get high all the time, and what we see?
Oh, what memories.
Novak's dad in a wheelchair, all hopped up on the corner of
get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
What?
What's he doing in a wheelchair?
He's been through so much drugs and hell and prison, that's where he belongs now.
Christ!
That's where he belongs.
Yeah, man.
In a wheelchair.
And I would never, ladies and gentlemen of Radio World, I would never talk so bad about him if for the fact that every time I was homeless and ready to die from drugs, my mother would call him and say, we gotta get help for him. And my dad would just hang the phone up on her.
How's he going to help you if he's already got his own problem?
Well, he was good then.
Show just took a 180 straight down the tooth. My grandmom died the other day. Like, we're all talking about horrible things.
You made me tell the story. I wasn't going to tell you.
I love it.
Asshole.
I love hearing
it. Does your dad get as much ass as you because you both do drugs?
Fuck no. He's 50 years old getting high. I'm 21.
Does Rab know what your dad's cum tastes like?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I was down in Baltimore.
I want to find out.
Hey, it's 8 o'clock, isn't it? Man. So it looks like this show is over, and I want to thank Jimbo for coming out from the Bloodhound Gang.
Thanks, Rab. You're actually 28.
And, Rab, I think you should wash your mouth out with soap because you just ate out Novak's cum.
Man, your girlfriend is not going to give it up tonight for you, Rab.
We're going to end this show with a fantastic phone call that DiCamello did when he was about 18 years old.
Oh,
and,
you remember those years.
It's called Flooded Basement, and it is so effing funny. So from... Now on, everybody say bye, Rab. Wash your mouth out, and then go say bye. Or bye. Say bye, and then wash your mouth out. Bye.
Later.
So this is Flooded Basement on Radio BAM Series 28 Faction.
How's it going?
Good.
What's your name? My name's Lennox.
My name's Raymond.
All right, Raymond, here's the problem. My basement's all flooded. And do you guys do anything that could clean it up and get the kids out of there? The kids blew up the rafts, and they're down there. Rashida, Theron, they're all playing around, paddling around, pretending to fish and having a good time. I gotta get it cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? You guys pump that water out or do anything like that?
What caused it to flood?
I guess just because of the rain. It all seeped through the wall. I come down one night, it's all coming through the walls. You know, we were watching football when we went down the basement to get some beer, and then I came back up. Man, the place is flooded! You know what I'm saying? I gotta get that cleaned up. It's here this Wednesday. Kids are still swimming down there. I ain't going to school, nothing. I ain't gonna be eating Thanksgiving dinner down there with all that water flooding all over the place. Tom Turkey be running down there, slipping down the steps.
How deep's the water?
The water's about up to my ankle. It's about 4 or 5 inches deep now. At first, it was 3 feet. When we first went down, the kids were all swimming around because they got little kids, 5-year-old, 7-year-old. They thought it was the funniest thing. I imagine before we got down, it was up to maybe 7 feet. It was deep, but now it's only a few inches. It's all good. But I got to get that last few inches pumped out of there, you know what I'm saying?
What are you going to do for it?
I'm going to give you money. Get that out of there. Get that water out of there. You keep that water, and I give you money. You can't go wrong with that. Now you got yourself water and money for the job. Well, nah. You know what I'm saying?
What are you willing to pay for this?
I'll pay anything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pay over $13. Let me see. I got some change around here. Hold on.
Well, we're talking at least a couple thousand here.
A couple thousand? What are you talking about? A couple thousand? I ain't got a thousand. Let me tell you what. I'll find $121. I got that saved up in the bank. You guys take food stamps?
It's not money.
You guys take food stamps?
What's that?
You guys take food stamps?
Stamps?
You take food stamps?
Sure.
All right, well, I'll give you food stamps.
What are you, goofy?
I ain't goofy. You're goofy.
All right, I'll see you later.
Nah, listen up. Straight up, you got to pump that water out.
Nah, I'm sorry.
How about this? You pump a couple gallons out.
Yeah, okay, a couple gallons.
A couple gallons, straight up?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow with the pump.
All right.
All right.
I'll talk to you then.
I'll wake up in the morning.
What's that?
I think I'll wake up in the morning.
I'll wake up 4 a.m, you know, watch the sunset and the sunrise, because where I live, you know, you just turn on TV, everything going on straight up, you know what I'm saying? We got to make that turkey up good, because the football games are coming on for Thanksgiving. I want to watch that parade and get all crazy and insane, you know what I'm saying? So I got to get that water pumped out of there so I don't fall down the steps when I'm going to get the beers out of the basement, you know what I'm saying? So you come over and pump that water out, lovely.
Hey, all right.
All right.
I'll
see you then. I love you, Ray. I love you, God. I'll see you then. My savior, Ray.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye.
So you take care now.
Huh? Okay, bye.
Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.